This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Have you ever had the experience of asking somebody, tell me what you think my faults are? Be careful. Don't do it, maybe. Ken Chafin, Dr. Ken Chafin, was the president of the Southern Baptist denomination, whatever they call it, group. He said when he was in high school, his senior year, he developed a warm friendship with a girl who served with him on student council. He said it was a genuine friendship. There was no romantic overtones. He said, I honestly wasn't interested in her. She wasn't interested in me. But he said, one day after school, we were sitting on the steps of the school building, and I said, Mary Lou, we're good friends. So I think I can ask you this question, and you'll answer me honestly. Tell me some ways in which I can improve myself. Mary Lou was reluctant to respond. Have you ever been in this situation? Oh, I don't want to talk. Let's just don't go there. I don't want to answer that question. They went back and forth. Mary Lou, come on, tell me. And finally, he got what he wanted. She told him what she thought, and he said he was shocked at her answer as she mentioned several specific things. I was floored by her response, he says, and it put a real strain on our friendship from that day forward. I learned the hard way how difficult it is sometimes to hear the truth. You know where people hear the truth? Not just from their family, and not just from their parents, and not just from a son or daughter, although that can happen. I believe people hear truth in this place. And in places like this, and on the radio, and they hear a message, and they hear the Word of God, and it's like one of these lights is shining right on them, and it's called conviction, it's called godly sorrow that leads to repentance, that leads to salvation. That's what it is. And if God has confronted you in the last week, the last month, the last 6 months, the last year, by something that you've heard, do you know what you do? God, thank you. Thank you for confronting me. Thank you for confronting me with the truth of your word, because I may have never realized that sin is a wound against the Father. I may have never realized what I was doing to my life. I want us to bring up a second scripture that's from the book of Acts. Paul is speaking to the people in Athens, Greece, and he says, in the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. God commands all people everywhere to repent. Do you know what that means, that he commands it? It's not a suggestion. I'm not offering you a suggestion. It's going to make your life a little better if you repent of sin in your life. It's a command, where Paul was telling the people of Athens, who were really thought they were intellectual. They had an idol to an unknown God. And he said, God has called you people to repent. Everywhere to repent and to believe in Jesus Christ. Repentance was the first step to turn. Let me ask you this question. What is it that today in your heart of hearts, you know, I need to repent. I need to turn. I don't need to feel just guilty. I don't need to just feel sorry. I don't need to feel contrition. Those are important elements, of course. But I need to turn 180 degrees. Repentance involves turning away from something and turning towards something. What is it, question, what is it you need to turn away from and turn to? I guarantee it involves the Lord. It involves His Word.
Well, I honestly hope you can listen to tomorrow's program on Cross Hope. Let me tell you why. It's the most powerful story that I have ever shared on the word repentance. I really mean that. Tune in tomorrow. If you can't, go to our website, crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to hear this week's message or any message for that matter that you heard on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.